Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the DeSoto Arts Institute.
At DeSoto Arts Institute, something beautiful is happening, and we want you to be a part of it. Whether you're dreaming of writing, acting, filmmaking, or audio production, we can help your creativity spring to life. From hands-on film programs to a fully equipped film and recording studio, DAI is where passion meets purpose. Join our community of artists, learn from industry pros, and make a difference through the power of art. Visit DeSotoArtsInstitute.com today and start creating your masterpiece.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hi, thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with small business owners in our community to, one, learn about their business and let them tell their story on our platform, but also opportunities for you as viewers to be able to get education and information about things that you can put into practice with your small businesses as well. Today, I have the great pleasure of welcoming Christopher Butlin with Payments Guardian here with us today for the podcast. Hi, Christopher. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I definitely am looking forward to it. So thank you.
All right. So PCI compliance, that sounds like something that most people really don't understand. I, to be completely honest, had to go and look it up because I'm like, I know what it means and I know what you do, but what does the PCI stand for?
So for us, within Payments Guardian, we refer to PCI compliance as protecting customers' information. The longhand version is basically payment card industry data security standards. And it's a mouthful. And it's a framework that specifically has to do with all businesses, whether you take one transaction or a million transactions, protecting the cardholder information. There are different frameworks that go along with it, depending on the channel and how you take payments. What Payments Guardian does a little bit differently, though, is we go for the lowest common denominator in regards to for our merchants. So SAQA, self-assessment questionnaire A, is the lowest common denominator, easiest to do for PCI e-commerce businesses. P2PE or PCI certified point-to-point encryption terminals are best designed for retail businesses. We only deploy those two platforms. We don't deploy anything that's really confusing where they need to have a firewall, where they need to have more managed security or anything like that. So that decreases the cost to them. Hope that makes sense. I know it's a lot in regards to things. So.
It is a lot, but that's why what you do is so vital and important, because as a small business owner, I am in the trenches. I am doing the things. I don't have time to know all of that and what that means and how it applies to me. All I need to know is that it's important. My customers and my clients are important to me, and therefore I'm going to reach out to you who knows all the things and is an expert in all the things to do what I can't.
One of the things that actually sets our platform apart is we have an AI component, right? So we all know AI is an almost everyday tool for business right now to streamline processes. That's actually what we've done with our platform. We automate PCI compliance for the business owner. So it's literally one push of a button, and it takes care of all the security for them for their e-commerce. Defends against websites, defends against a cyber attack, things like that. So,
well, I want to touch base just a minute on you yourself, because I've known you for several years now, and I am blown away with just your level of knowledge and understanding of this. It goes beyond just being a job. I need you to toot your own horn for a minute, because I know you've won awards. I know that there's a lot that you've put into this.
Yeah, so for the past 5 years, it started 5 years ago. I've been in the payments industry for 20 years. I've got a love-hate relationship for it. I love how we can change it. I love how we can help small businesses out. What I don't like is the fact that there's a lot of payment providers out there taking advantage of small businesses. That's one thing I don't really appreciate, I guess. But for the payment space, been doing it for about 20 years. Recently won an award a couple of years back, for the next big thing out of Memphis for our platform. And then a couple of years later, in 22, we won third place in a pitch competition again amongst our peers. So they saw the initial phases of our AI platform. They liked it. They voted, and we got third place amongst our peers, which was a really cool thing to do. But I've got a, I mean, I love the payments industry. I really do. There's so much that we can do with it by helping business owners understand their fees, where they're coming from. I'm a fact person, so I try to portray the facts. These are the facts of the industry. If you don't like it, that's fine, but these are the facts of how the industry operates. Sorry, I don't know what else to say.
No, you're good. You're totally good. I love the fact that you do have the passion for it and you're the numbers guy, because I'm not a numbers guy at all, but you are able to use your 20 years in the industry and also now bringing in AI, which a lot of people, it's like, oh, AI is taking over the world. But okay, so use it to your benefit. Make what you do easier, make what you do more efficient, and you're going into the next generation. You're taking it to a whole nother level. And I love the fact that you have a passion for educating people on it, not just, here's a client, I'm going to do the job, see you later. Because you want them to understand why it's important, what it is, and then you take the hard work out of it because you're like, I'm going to make sure that you're compliant. I'm going to make sure that you don't get those penalties and fees and all that.
Our initial launch was under a company called Cyber Payments. It was an alpha version where we were selling hardware. Hardware does not scale at quantity. And so we needed to go a software direction. And so that's why we came up with different partnerships to create more of the AI platform. People use AI every day as it is. If they're using voice to text, if they're using an iPhone, if they're using an Android phone, it's already on their phone. They're already using it. So it's nothing to be afraid of. And we believe that you have to learn to adopt it and use it. Otherwise, it will pass you by in regards to things. But the compliance component isn't the only thing that we focus on. We do also merchant services. So we're not just, we're a payments company that has taken the cybersecurity side and bundled it together with our platform. Merchants, if they were to outsource this, they're going to pay $100 to $300 a month for a cybersecurity company to come in, install a firewall, do all the managed security for them, and they don't need that with our platform. So we've really tried to simplify things for them.
So I did some research before coming in here because you're a facts guy. So I've got to show up with, you know, my game face on. And so I was looking into just like nationwide percentages and stuff. The number of small businesses that either don't know what PCI compliance is or don't have any clue of how to come about being within compliance, it was in the ballpark of 80% of small business owners nationwide. So what you do is needed. It's vital. It's underserved.
Well, and the big reason it's underserved is PCI compliance came into the payments industry 20 years ago. However, nobody, and I mean us involved in the payment space, nobody was really educated on what it was, what we're supposed to do with it, and how to handle it. And a lot of reps were just told to tell the merchant, check the box, yes, and just so you can pass. However, checking a box doesn't make you compliant. And that's one of my issues that I have with PCI. Check the box doesn't prove anything. And so even with the back end of our company, the name of the headquarters is called Proven PCI. We want to prove that you're in compliance. Compliance is an ongoing process. It is not static. It doesn't mean you check a box, you do it once, and you're done. It's not how PCI works. That's why our platform is so much different.
So break it down for somebody like me. I don't understand the PCI. I don't understand the, what is the others, the MIC?
So MIA is the name of the platform.
MIA, thank you. I was close.
And it's not missing in action. It's pronounced Maya. We call her Maya. Maya is a merchant intelligence assistant. It is the name of our AI platform that's assisting merchants in getting compliant. If I'm talking to a business owner, typically PCI doesn't usually come up unless they've had a bad experience, like $125 monthly fee or all these miscellaneous fees on their statement. So when it does come up, well, a lot of times what they say is, you know, I don't want to pay this fee. Like, I get that. I totally understand that. However, you still need to get compliant. And instead of checking a box, our platform kicks it off for you. PCI is just protecting your biggest asset, which is your customers. And so we help do that. And so literally there's little that they have to do. in regards to our platform, it's literally you push a button and it kicks off the scan and kicks off everything else. But it's also about using the right equipment. A lot of providers out there sell, they'll tell you it's a point-to-point encrypted device, and it's not. It might be per the provider, but it's not PCI certified. And so even with a P2P, so-called P2PE device, and a PCI certified device, there's a difference about 80 questions. And that's a lot. So we reduce it down to about 20-some questions as opposed to about 100. So that's our biggest thing, is we want to make sure we're deploying the right products and the right services.
And I think that that is a huge thing that a lot of small businesses are really going to jump on board with, having this platform for you to be able to tell this and educate people about it, that beyond, yes, you're taking care of your customers, you're making sure that their information is safe and secure for them to shop with you, you're also doing it in a way that keeps more dollars in the business owner's pockets. And at the end of the day, it is a business, and every dollar matters, especially to the small business owners. And people don't realize it. They think, oh, the big box stores rule the world, and they don't. What drives our economy is the small business. And for 80% of them to not have a clue that they're not in compliance, that their customers are at risk?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that PCI is not federally regulated. It is per the card brand. So every time a merchant signs their contract, which most merchants don't read their contracts, when they're signing up with a provider, I don't care if you're signing up with PayPal, Stripe, Square, anybody out there, Toast, when you sign the merchant agreement, in the terms and conditions, it says that you're going to abide by the PCI requirements. But nobody reads that, and then they get shocked when they get charged with something. So it's about knowing your contract, knowing who's certified, knowing, asking the right questions. They're a vendor of yours. You need to ask them. You need to interview them, so to speak.
Well, coming up next, I want to kind of transition into what are some common mistakes and things that people make in their not knowing and stuff like that. But we want to take a quick break because we have to go and thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat, because we couldn't do what we do and we couldn't be sitting here right now without those that support us. So give us just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. I'm Kristen Engelke, and if you're just tuning in, I am sitting down with Christopher Bulin of Payments Guardian, and we're talking about all things PCI compliance and how you can protect your customers' information. And so we've talked about what PCI is, we've talked about all the technical things that I, as a layperson, do not understand, but trust somebody who is an expert to navigate for me. Now I need to know, and they need to know, what are we doing wrong? You said you had three-ish things that people don't get right or don't realize they're doing wrong.
One of the biggest things I think I can cover on and kind of tie into something else is your fees, your merchant service fees. Most merchants pay anywhere between 2.5% to 4%. If you're paying over that, definitely give us a call. But overall, you have an effective rate, including your PCI fees, things like that. But there's ways that you can offset that. And there's different programs out there that you can do to offset that. So that's one thing. They're called surcharging programs, cash discounting, convenience fees. We've got a blog of them on our website, the difference of them. But you need to know the rules in regards to those programs, because if you just go into your business and add a surcharge or a discount or whatever to your invoice or whatever without filing that with the acquirer or the processor, you can get fined for that. So if you do it inaccurately, you can get fined. Visa has been known to send out secret shoppers. If you're adding a convenience fee or whatever, and you're set up incorrectly, they'll fine you anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000 per transaction. So you definitely need to make sure you're set up properly. It's not about just saying, hey, I know I'm getting charged fees. I want to offset these to pass them on to the consumer. But you need to make sure you do it in a compliant way. The other thing is when it comes to security, and I don't claim to be a cybersecurity expert. I am not in regards to any fact. But I know PCI compliance in regards to things. If you're using the wrong device, it is costing you more money because it's taking more time to fill out the questionnaire, which that time cuts into your overall production of your job. So it's costing the company more money. The other thing is ignoring it completely, right? So if you ignore the penalty completely, one, you're going to get charged in between $30 to $125 is what I've seen from providers. I've seen it one even as high as 10 basis points. Now, I know that sounds very little, but if you're doing $100,000, 10 basis points, that's like $100, or that's actually $1,000 in fines. So you definitely need to watch your statements. Don't just assume that they're doing the right thing because they will try to sneak in fees over the course of time, right? It's in your contract, actually, that they can change directions, add things, subtract things without telling you in regards to it. But if you do read the top of your statement, it should tell you about any new dollar amount changes that are happening to your merchant account. So it's to be diligent, make sure you watch and pay attention to your merchant statement. So
with people that are using things like, because a lot of the small businesses use Square and PayPal and all of that stuff, are they required to have those levels of compliance? Are they required to have your back in that area? Or do people that use that still need to consult with you?
So one, we don't target on a lot of customers that are using those because they're considered micro merchants. So we don't deal with a lot of customers like that. However, it's my belief that they still should get compliant in regards to things. Now, Stripe is a funny one. They're an acquirer also, so they dictate what is allowed and what isn't allowed. So they still tell their customers that they need to get PCI compliant, but they don't charge them a penalty. They don't charge them this, but there's a lot of merchants. We've recently boarded a merchant that was just shut down because of them. Like, Stripe is very stringent in regards to things. Stripe isn't designed for small businesses. It's designed for software developers. That's what it was built for. A lot of those places, they take all the fees and they lump them together. But if you notice, like with Stripe's fees, Stripe says they charge 2.9% plus 30 cents, but for a recurring charge, it's another 40 basis points. For an additional transaction fee, it's another 3 cents and 5 cents. It's all a la carte. So the more stuff you add on with Stripe, you end up getting to 5-6% in regards to what you're paying in fees. PayPal's no different. PayPal tells you one fee, but if you actually try to pull up a schedule for them of fees, they've got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% all over the board in regards to how you interact with their platform. But the reason they're set like that is to cover the cost of if there were a breach in regards to things. So you're going to pay for it one way or the other, whether it's a monthly fee or percentage fee side of things.
Well, I know that if I'm going to be paying for something, I want to make sure that I'm not paying more than I have to. And the only way to do that is to either get the amount of education that you have or definitely to reach out to you. I want to transition into how you get involved and just your level of commitment to our community. Like I said earlier, you know, we've known each other for a long time, so I know how amazing you are. And just your faith and your just life in our community has been an asset.
I appreciate that. I really do. So my co-founder is George Carnell. He used to run a program. He used to be one of the director of something over at North Point Christian School. Him and I have been partners for about 7-8 years. While I was in the payment space, he ran a program called Extra Credit Donations. Extra Credit Donations at the time was a way to give back to the school, right? To generate money and funding for the school. And he took it out to other platforms and things like that. However, when we developed Payments Guardian, that program was at the core of our business of giving back to the community. So for every merchant that signs on board with our platform, we give 5% of the revenue we generate back to a nonprofit of their choice. It's just something that was, even when Payments Guardian was written on a napkin or on a sheet of paper, just from the ideation stage, that was going to be the core of what we do, is giving back to the community. Like you said, small businesses run the community, but they also, the nonprofits in our community are small businesses, and they rely on those small businesses. There is the biggest thing that we try to push. It's called micro philanthropy, right? So you don't need to make out a $1,000 check or a $10,000 check or think you can't give back to the community because you can't make that kind of contribution. But if a portion of your fees, the revenue we generate, goes back to that nonprofit, doesn't matter if it's a $5 check or a $10 check, it's constantly coming back into the nonprofit. And you never dismiss small beginnings, right? I mean, you can definitely grow it into something bigger. So that's always been at the core of what we do and how we do things. So for every merchant that comes on board, we give 5% back to the community. So
I love that you are so big into giving back to the community. I love that people, I mean, it is one thing, like if you had a particular nonprofit that you're passionate about, but allowing these merchants to say where those dollars are going, because every business has a story and every person has a story and a particular nonprofit that speaks to their heart. And a lot of people immediately think of some of the bigger nonprofits. And while those are still amazing causes, right here in DeSoto County, we have so many nonprofits that do not have the visibility or the ability to have the platform to tell their story. And that's one of the things that we also do on here. And one of the things that the Chamber is super passionate about, where we try and partner with nonprofits as often as we can. The Chamber itself is a nonprofit. We are a member-based organization, but everybody thinks that we're like an arm of the city, and we're not. We're our own little entity. And we even have started our own 501c3, a foundation underneath the Chamber, because we want to be able to give back to those small businesses and help them to be able to create future leaders, to educate their employees on how to be better at what they do. So our Leadership Academy is just getting started, and we just graduated our first group from that. And that's one of those things. It's like, if you focus on the locals, if you focus on the people, then everything else just kind of falls into place on its own. And I love that we can represent businesses like you and be able to put you on our channel, on our, you know, podcast to tell your story. But I need to also make sure I put in, we ask every guest that's on the podcast specifically what you have gained personally or professionally as being a part of the Chamber. Like, what sets us apart and gives you the value and the ROI even?
I think for me, I've been part of organizations in the past, and plenty of them, for networking, referral marketing, things like that. And a lot of those are great, but I think a lot of those are misrepresented. And in my personal opinion, I've gotten a bigger return from joining the Chamber at a fraction of the cost than I have with other organizations. And quite honestly, I was surprised by it, just because I didn't think that I was going to get the return that I did. I've gotten referrals from the Chamber. I've gotten plenty of referrals, plenty of business, ways to get new vendors, things like that from the Chamber. But it is a lot of what I was taught in previous organizations, right? About the visibility, right? You have to show up. Like, you can't just be a member of an organization, not show up and think you're going to get business from it. You have to work it. You have to establish relationships. And I think that's what it comes down to, is you have to establish a relationship with people. Because I don't care how much tech you have, how much AI you have, it doesn't replace a personal connection with somebody. So the Chamber has been definitely great for us, especially as a platform, from hosting events to the podcast here. You guys have a lot going on in regards to it, and it's only 4 people running it. So that's amazing in itself. I've got 2 people running my company, and it's still like has chaos at times. So, but yeah, it's unbelievable what you guys get accomplished. So
thank you. Yeah. The core 4, we definitely do hustle just a little bit, but got to give props to our ambassadors. We do have a group of ambassadors of about 25, and they most certainly are our hands and feet and reach out even further than what we can do on our own, because we could not do what we do or take care of our members the way that we do without them. And I love that you said relationships, and because our tagline, our motto, and we preach it more than what it's just a motto. It's not. Relationships create commerce. You have to invest in people in order to gain anything, whether it be personally, professionally. Those relationships are going to what make or break you. Just a business networking group that we met through now has transitioned into a ton more than that, beyond just, oh yeah, I can send you business. I know this, you know, new business. No, we've sat and prayed over each other. We have built connections and that relationship. I know I can trust sending somebody to you, regardless of what it is. So thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. And I really do encourage you, if you are a small business owner, small to medium-sized business, if you don't know if you're in compliance, if you don't know what PCI compliance is, please, 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 I cannot say it enough, please reach out to Christopher Bulin at Payments Guardian and let him educate you and then execute the steps needed to make sure that you are maximizing every penny of your business for what you need to do so that you can protect your clients and also protect your pocketbook. Thank you so much for joining us for South Haven Business Beat. If you haven't done it, click that button and subscribe. We do not want you to miss a single episode, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.